Reconciliation. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Someone asked me this question recently. What does reconciliation have to do with a disciple's daily life? Reconciliation has everything to do with being a disciple. In a spiritual sense, reconciliation means that God has not counted our sins against us, but has forgiven us through Christ. In an interpersonal sense, reconciliation means if we have anything against our brother or sister, we are to leave the altar, Matthew 5:23 and 24, and go be reconciled to our brother or sister. In a denominational sense, we are to live in unity with the body of believers, maintaining a commitment to our unique qualities as long as they align with God's Word. Meanwhile, we must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger about another person's beliefs. Through reconciliation, we become representatives or ambassadors of Christ, so God can reach others with the gospel through us. If we are not first reconciled to our Heavenly Father, we cannot live the disciple's life. How then do we develop or attain a reconciling spirit? We don't. But as we yield ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, He can make a positive difference in others through us. It's not about our efforts. It's about God working through our lives. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 teaches, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This issue of reconciliation cuts to the heart of where we are. Are we really serious about living as a disciple of Jesus Christ? The case of the stolen van. Consider the story of two very different churches in the Denver area. Through circumstances that even a secular newspaper referred to as divine intervention, somehow they came together. Quinn Wilhelm, a theft investigations detective for the police department in Lakewood, Colorado, a Denver suburb, was assigned to the case of a stolen 1986 Dodge minivan. The individual from whom the van was stolen was the chairman of the deacon board at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. Despite the strain of the circumstances that introduced them to one another, Wilhelm and the board chairman enjoyed each other's company. Wilhelm received an invitation to a Mount Carmel service. Eventually, he responded to that invitation. Upon attending the service at Mount Carmel, Wilhelm learned that the church was having difficulty meeting their upcoming payment of $30,000 for their new building. Wilhelm brought the issue to the attention of his own church, Christ Episcopal, and within a few days they had raised over $30,000. Wilhelm returned to Mount Carmel and informed them of the bad news and the good news. He hadn't recovered the van, but he did have a check for them that was going to help make their payment. According to Mount Carmel's minister, after Wilhelm's presentation to the church, there was a moment of silence, and then the congregation erupted in praise and joy. Well, the story doesn't end there. As Wilhelm put it, this whole thing is not just about money, it's about relationships. Since that time, Christ Episcopal, a mostly white church, and Mount Carmel, a predominantly black church, have been involved in a host of ongoing activities with one another. These have included joint worship services and other get-togethers. Mount Carmel's pastor has preached at Christ Episcopal services. Likewise, Mount Carmel has had Christ Episcopal's rector come and speak at their services. The two churches have become more and more acclimated to each other's worship style. Wilhelm commented, "Episcopalians are fairly conservative and formal. The Mount Carmel congregation is more outgoing, more informal. I'd never worked up a sweat at church before." Two churches, different denominations, different ethnic makeup, a stolen van. Who would have thought? Clearly, there are no limits to what the Lord can do among His followers if we will be obedient. Why reconciliation is a main aspect of living the disciples' life. As Jesus told us through his prayer to God the Father in John 17:23, when we as his followers are brought to complete unity, the world will take notice. Through us, the world can know, as Jesus said in prayer, that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. As one part of the body of Christ, we must recognize the entire body, acknowledging that God created all of us uniquely, with a specific function that can benefit the entire body. What does this mean practically? God wants us to open up in areas we've never been open to before. This frequently requires attitude adjustments for us. We need a reconciling, servant-oriented spirit in our dealings with others. This isn't always easy. Sometimes it's even painful. And yet, any adjustments God expects us to make in our lives and hearts are for our own good. Ultimately, of course, these adjustments also lead to the greater good of the good news, the message of Christ. When we allow God to use us as reconcilers, we show His love to others. We can't be daily disciples if we don't. Will we act as one body? The outside world is watching.